A steaming hot cup of Nikki and DeMello in the morning.
Coast FM.
Well, with $9.5 million raised for the bushfire victims after last night's Firefight Australia concert, it was, I think, another job well done.
Well done, everyone. Amazing stuff.
You can continue to donate to the cause if you want to. Firefightaustralia.com.
Yep.
Is the place. First heat of Coast Factor 2020 is happening this weekend.
It's hey, Coast here. Factor.
So, Mandurah Forum is the spot.
Yep.
Still time for you to enter, by the way, for your chance to win.
Mm.
Not only all the recording stuff, but also cash to spend at Mandurah Forum.
Yeah. So, yep. And second and third prizes as well.
So, first final this weekend, then then another final, and then the grand final.
Yes.
All on as part of Crab Fest. Coastlive.com.au if you're between 11 and 17 and would like to compete. And February 17 has been labelled Random Acts of Kindness Day.
That's a good day.
So, yeah, make some effort to spread a little bit of extra love. I've got some examples. You can, according to these suggestions, you can compliment random drivers on how well they parked.
Okay, that's a very unusual one.
It is a very
first of
unusual
all,
one.
Usually you don't see people
if you
in
see
the car
someone,
park.
Pull in well to a spot. Wow. If they reverse park really well, just go, well done you.
If someone did that to me, I would be so confused.
Be locking my doors, winding up the windows.
I would think they were having a joke.
Maybe plant a tree. Or they also say better. Maybe join an online forum.
Oh, so, I don't think there's kindness there.
Well, maybe you can start. You can be the one person that tries to spread fear.
Good luck.
Not fear. Good
don't
things.
Spread fear.
No, not fear. Everyone else does that. The good things in an online.
Oh, good luck to everyone.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Yes, a light science-themed learning pod.
Right.
It's all of that rolled into one word, wasn't it?
Yeah.
A science-themed birthday party from the learning pod up for grabs. If you can sort this out. Alana from Greenfields, hi there.
Hi.
Welcome.
Okay, so have you got a birthday coming up or would this be for somebody else if you won?
Yeah, we do.
Cool.
We do. All right. Very mysterious. I like it.
Looks like the invites have already been sent.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll go in the drawer if you can solve this. I have a home and a lot of space. I have keys, but no locks. I have lots of letters, but no letterbox. What am I?
Is it a keyboard?
A keyboard.
Makes
I have a home and a lot of space. I have keys, but no locks. I have lots of letters, but no letterbox. I am a keyboard. You got it right. Congratulations. You're now in the draw for a science-themed birthday, all thanks to the Learning Pod.
Thank you.
A small town in Argentina has broken the record for the world's longest salami. That's right.
The longest salami.
It is larger, bigger, lengthwise. It is bigger than the Statue of Liberty, just to put it in some kind of perspective.
Wow.
That is a, it's a monstrous
sausage.
So
if you laid it flat, it'd be taller than Statue
of
Liberty.
Wow. That's it.
Wow.
The Argentinian town of Tandil had a food festival. How could I not? Like, you know.
It's deli meats.
They broke the world record with the 99.5-metre monstrosity, which is...
Oh, my God.
93 metres is the height of New York's State of Liberty.
Yeah,
Statue of
Liberty, right.
So, yeah. Weighed 278 kilos.
Why on earth would you? And how much meat is in that? Jeez.
I don't know. That's one question I didn't pursue the detail on. They didn't give. It took a while.
Yeah.
How many buns would it need? Just asking on behalf of Bunnings.
Buns.
To turn it into a sausage sizzle, you
right.
know?
Right. Well, you can't sausage sizzle a salami.
You say that.
That'd be like a dry piece of meat.
Always with the details, aren't you?
What?
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
And with your updates, Nikki Parkinson.
Thank you. The Firefight Australia concert was on last night in Sydney with over 70,000 people packing out ANZ Stadium to raise money for the Australian bushfire relief. Queen and Adam Lambert. How incredible were these guys? They recreated their iconic 1985 Live Aid set, which obviously included this one.
One of the standouts. That was amazing.
Oh, what a voice. Darryl Braithwaite had what sounded like every single one of the 75,000 strong crowd belting out this iconic tune.
why it should be the national anthem. That's
it really should. Even this one would be a great national anthem. Delta Goodrum sang this Aussie favourite with the crowd joining in as well. Awesome stuff. Olivia Newton-John performed live on stage for the first time in over 2 years with her old friend John Farnham and, of course, some help from Queen for this massive number.
Yeah, there were a
awesome
few moments
stuff.
Where the crowd got on board.
Yeah, Mitch Tambo was also in there performing the song in his indigenous Gamilaroi language. So there you go. Alice Cooper, 5 Seconds of Summer, Ice House, Michael Bublé, Katie Lang, Jess Mowboy, Amy Shark and Ronan Keating were all performing there as well. The concert raised over $9.5 million for charity and will be remembered for years to come. And just quickly for all the Netflix Stranger Things fans out there, the season 4 trailer is out and oh my goodness, spoiler alert, Chief Hopper's in it.
Okay.
Just check it out.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.